This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, one of Vladimir Putin's critics found dead while jailed in an Arctic Russian prison.
For more than a decade, the Russian government, Putin, have persecuted, poisoned, and imprisoned Alexei Navalny.
Putin is a murderer!
The global outrage as world leaders speak out and who the U.S. says is to blame for the mysterious death.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death.
The CBS Evening News begins now. Good evening and thank you for joining us on this Friday night. I'm Jerika Duncan in for Nora. We'll have more on the shocking news of Alexei Navalny's death in just a moment. But first, we begin tonight with some breaking news and the historic ruling in the civil fraud trial against former President Donald Trump. A judge ordered Trump to pay more than $350 million in penalties and barred him from serving as an officer or director of any New York company for 3 years. Today's decision comes months after he was found liable for falsifying business records in order to get better terms on loans and insurance. It is a major victory for New York State Attorney General Letitia James, who first sued the former president back in 2022. Well, tonight, Trump called the ruling, quote, a total sham. CBS's Robert Costa has the details from Lower Manhattan.
Well, thank you very much.
Tonight, a potentially crushing blow to Donald Trump's business empire and bank account. The former president ordered to pay more than $350 million and banned from running a business in New York or applying for loans in the state for 3 years. His two sons each fined $4 million and barred from doing business in New York for 2 years, thrusting the leadership of the family company into peril.
Being prohibited from doing business in your home state or the state where you have so many properties and so many business activities is an absolutely devastating sanction.
Trump lawyer Alina Haba called the verdict a manifest injustice and said an appeal battle is coming. The former president reacted late today.
It's a very sad day for, in my opinion, the country. A New York State judge just ruled that he's crooked as you can get. And a lot of people expected something like this, but not for the amount.
In his ruling, Judge Arthur Engoron said of Trump and the other defendants, their complete lack of remorse borders on pathological.
This whole thing is very unfair.
On Trump himself, who took the stand two times, the judge said his refusal to answer the questions directly, or in some cases at all, severely compromised his credibility. Judge Angoran had already ruled that Trump and his sons and company executives committed years of business fraud, fraudulently inflating their assets to boost the former president's net worth, including his Trump Tower penthouse and Mar-a-Lago, exaggerating its value by as much as 2,300%.
Thank you very much.
Today's penalty caps a three-month trial in a lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James.
The scale and the scope of Donald Trump's fraud is staggering. And so too is his ego and his belief that the rules do not apply to him.
In a separate civil defamation case related to alleged sexual assault, the former president was ordered to pay over $83 million to E. Jean Carroll, and his criminal trial involving hush money payments to Stormy Daniels begins next month.
Former President Trump is planning to appeal, but in the coming weeks, he will be expected to put up the money or secure a bond. And sources close to Trump tell me that process could be a real test of how much cash Trump has on hand and of his net worth. Jerika.
Robert Costa tonight in New York. Thank you. Now to the international outrage over the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The prominent critic of Vladimir Putin died today in a Russian penal colony where he was serving a 19-year prison term on politically motivated charges. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House where the president is blaming Putin.
President Biden says he's outraged over the death of Alexei Navalny, a fierce political rival of Vladimir Putin. Russian officials claim 47-year-old Navalny collapsed after a short walk inside a Siberian prison and died shortly after.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death.
The president praised Navalny for fighting against the corruption that ultimately claimed his life.
He was so many things that Putin was not. He was brave. He was principled.
Just yesterday, Navalny appeared well during a video-linked court appearance, even laughing and making jokes with the judge. Navalny grew popular after he ran for mayor of Moscow in 2012 and denounced the election as rigged. He called Putin's party one of crooks and thieves, but his courage to speak out was costly. In 2017, he was assaulted with a green dye that left a serious chemical burn in his right eye. 2 years later, he was jailed for organizing unauthorized protests, then suddenly became sick. Navalny suspected he was poisoned with a nerve agent. And in 2020, doctors confirmed he was poisoned again after he plunged into fits of agony aboard a flight forced to make an emergency landing in Siberia. After making a dramatic recovery, Navalny told 60 Minutes he was certain who was to blame.
You have said you think that Mr. Putin's responsible.
I don't think, I'm sure that he's responsible.
Mourners across Russia paid their respects, though Moscow officials warned against protesting. In 2022, Navalny made a video to his millions of followers in case he turned up dead. If they decide to kill me, he said, it means that we are incredibly strong. Hours after his death was reported, Navalny's wife Yulia spoke at a security conference in Germany, where many world leaders are gathered. She told them she almost canceled her appearance, but then thought about what he would have done in her place. On Wednesday, Navalny posted a Valentine's Day message to her, writing, "I feel that you are with me every second, and I love you more and more."
Tonight, President Biden says the U.S. is considering a number of options for consequences in response to Navalny's death. He also says he hopes that it will convince House Republicans to pass more aid to Ukraine, which has been at war with Russia for nearly 2 years. Jerika.
Weijia Jiang, thank you. Tonight, two juveniles have been charged with the connection of the mass shooting at the Super Bowl rally for the Kansas City Chiefs. One person was killed and more than 20 others injured, including children, when gunfire erupted over what police say was a personal dispute. CBS's Charlie DeMar is in Kansas City, where he spoke to one of the youngest victims.
New video released by TMZ Sports shows the depth of the chaos as shots rang out at Wednesday's Super Bowl celebration in Kansas City. Nearly half of the shooting victims, children, including 10-year-old Samuel Ariano, who attended the parade with his grandfather wearing his Patrick Mahomes jersey.
The bullet went through the jersey right there.
Yes.
Samuel then showed us where he was shot.
The bullet went through right here, and then it went like that.
He's recovering now at home, the memories still fresh.
I was just crying a lot.
Yeah. You had to have been terrified.
Yeah, I was terrified. I was traumatized.
You haven't slept.
Yeah, like if I would go to sleep, I would get nightmares, flashbacks.
Two juveniles are now facing gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Future hearings could determine if they'll be tried as adults, with more serious charges expected. Last night, a vigil for Lisa Lopez Galvan, who died, and the 22 others wounded. The Chiefs quarterback also reaching out, Mahomes and his wife Brittany, visiting 8 and 10-year-old sisters at Children's Mercy Hospital, both of them shot in the leg. They, like Samuel Ariano, not just dealing with trauma, but also a loss of innocence.
You're 10 years old. You were at a parade. You were having fun with your family. Do you think that you would be willing or go to, kind of a large parade or, gathering again?
No.
And why not?
Because you never know what could happen.
Police here in Kansas City are now trying to determine the motive that led to the shooting. Investigators are asking for help. They're asking for help from people who attended this parade, specifically for any cell phone video that may explain how a dispute ended in tragedy. Jerika?
Yeah, a lot of people feeling like Samuel there. Charlie DeMar, thank you. President Biden made his first visit to East Palestine, Ohio this afternoon, just over a year after a Norfolk Southern train derailed there, sparking a toxic chemical fire that burned for 2 days. The president met with the residents and community leaders affected by the disaster and promised that nobody will be left behind. CBS's Roxana Saberi is there.
Today, President Biden toured the disaster site for the first time, vowing the federal government would stay until the job is done.
We continue to hold Norfolk Southern accountable, make sure they make your community whole.
It's been just over a year since a Norfolk Southern train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, and crews decided to vent and burn the carcinogen vinyl chloride to avoid what the rail operator warned could be a catastrophic explosion. Former President Trump visited shortly after.
You've already shown us, how little you think of us.
Today, his campaign blasted Biden for not doing the same. At a pro-Trump rally in East Palestine today, Kayla Miller, who fled with her 3 children after the derailment, agreed.
He has not helped us. He's too little, too late.
Do you want the federal government to step in?
At this point, I'll take anything. we're crying for somebody to help us, to either get us out of the situation or go back and clean this properly.
The Environmental Protection Agency says the air, soil, and drinking water are safe, and that it's closely supervising the cleanup and environmental testing by Norfolk Southern. But activist Misty Allison, who met with President Biden today, says many of her fellow residents are still suffering from health issues they didn't have before the derailment.
What are the biggest concerns?
The long-term health implications. Is this going to be a cancer cluster in 10, 20, 30 years?
Will Hardin is a senior director at Norfolk Southern.
If East Palestine becomes a cancer cluster, what would Norfolk Southern do? Will it still be there to help?
From a long-term health standpoint, we are addressing that with the state and local authorities.
So is it an option that's on the table?
It is an option that is on the table.
Many residents here don't trust Norfolk Southern. Some are calling on President Biden to issue a disaster declaration, which could bring in more resources for long-term health and environmental monitoring. Jerika?
Roxana Saberi, thank you. Turning now to the nearly 65 million Americans under weather alerts tonight as another winter storm moves across the country. Let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Mike, good evening.
Jerika, good evening to you. A quick-hitting winter storm blasts in overnight tonight across the Northeast. Some areas from the Ohio Valley all the way to the Jersey Shore will end up getting snow out of this. Temperatures, not that bad, but certainly cold enough for the snow to fall for us here. Just about everything is gone by the time folks wake up tomorrow morning. How much snow are we talking here? Lesser amounts in a place like New York, 1 to 3 here, but 3 to 5 inches from Philly down toward Baltimore and Washington, D.C., and bigger amounts then from central Pennsylvania back down into the mountains of West Virginia. At the same time, another atmosphere River will hit us on the west coast here. This will blast in, especially on Sunday. Could last for several days here. Several inches of rain and flooding will be an issue from Northern California to Southern California. And Jerika, the snow will be measured in feet, continuing what has been a very active weather pattern this month.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Tonight, we couldn't resist our highlighting our latest Heart of America college basketball superstar, Caitlin Clark. You know the name. The Iowa point guard took her shot at history last night. And of course, she did not miss. CBS's Jan Crawford has more on the record-breaking performance.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history? There it is!
How else would Caitlin Clark go for history?
The all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
You all knew I was going to shoot a logo three for the record. Come on now.
Her stratospheric signature shot, sending a crowd into jubilant celebration. Especially those girls who want to be like Caitlin.
Caitlin Clark's the best.
Flashback to a young Clark dunking on a mini hoop in West Des Moines. You could tell then she was different.
The way she carried herself as a little junior high kid, just that little swag.
Iowa's recruiting coordinator saw that greatness then and now.
You see the fire, you see the passion, you see the look at me. But she's earned those moments, how hard she works.
All this helping lead a women's basketball boom and inspiring a new generation.
We love Caitlin. We love the whole team. They've just really shown us how to get better.
What would 6-year-old Caitlin Clark think of you, 22-year-old Caitlin Clark?
I think they would pinch myself to like make me wake up from this dream. I think they would just be proud of the way I've worked for this more than anything. You know, nothing was ever given, and just work hard every single day and try to make your dreams come true.
And Clark may not be done with those record books yet. She's just 98 points away from setting the NCAA all-time scoring record for men and women that was set by Pistol Pete Maravich 54 years ago. Jerika?
Yeah, sounds like she's just getting started. Jan Crawford, thank you. Well, there's a new treatment tonight for millions of Americans with severe food allergies. We'll have the details next.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
There's a new first-of-its-kind treatment tonight for the estimated 17 million Americans with severe food allergies. Today, the FDA approved the asthma medication Xolair to reduce allergic reactions caused by exposure to foods including peanuts, cashews, dairy products, and eggs. Now, Xolair is an injection taken every 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the patient. A bass guitar stolen from Paul McCartney more than 50 years ago is back in the Beatles legend's hands tonight. A woman in England came forward after word went out last year about the search for the guitar. It was stolen from a roadie's van in 1972. And follow this, it was sold to a now deceased pub landlord whose daughter-in-law finally gave it back. McCartney is so grateful to all who helped find it. Well, On the Road is next with a heartfelt goodbye to a treasured coworker.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Finally tonight, CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road to say goodbye to a longtime co-worker and close friend.
I knew I was going to get a hook.
If you could look backward through the lens of the camera that captured the most memorable moments of my career.
No way.
You'd see the eye of photographer Bob Kakamies.
That's pretty.
But now, sad to say, Bob is retiring.
It's like Simon and Garfunkel breaking up, you know, it's similar to that. Or it could be like Bonnie and Clyde breaking up.
Didn't they die?
Oh, they got shot. But they were going to break up.
His wit and dear friendship have made my work feel like anything but.
Go ahead, let me see this one.
We've been partnered for the better part of 30 years now. Traveled to every corner of the country, covered the strange and the somber, the hurry-ups and the waits. And to think, it all began with a chance meeting at a company holiday party.
And he was sitting down by himself because nobody liked him. And I said to him, if you want a cameraman, I'm your man.
I was drawn to his humility. But working with him wasn't so much about like his raw talent as a cameraman. It was just fun.
But the raw talent definitely was there.
We've been told,
sure,
we're like an old married couple. And I know many of you can relate. In fact, this week we put out a call on Facebook asking to hear from other work spouses. Hundreds chimed in, and the relationships they described sounded an awful lot like real marriages.
It makes it a joy to come to work.
Right.
You don't really have to explain certain things. They just know what you're thinking.
He's my mentor. He's my confidant.
Yeah, this is love. I mean, this is what love looks like.
Match made in heaven.
Bob and I couldn't agree more.
You used to tell me, I love you like my dry cleaner.
I had a good dry cleaner. Well, now I love you more than my dry cleaner.
Not more than dry cleaner.
Okay, here's the story.
People have always told me I have the best job in America. And it's true. But not for the reason everyone assumes. Rather because every week I've had Bob by my side to share the experience.
So you're going to miss me?
I'm going to miss you a lot.
We started out as work friends and we became best friends.
And that part will never change. Steve Hartman, on the road with Bob Kakamies.
What a great story. Thank you. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Jerika Duncan. For all of us here, thanks again for watching. Have a great night and an even better weekend.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.